Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry. Thanks for tuning in. In a bid to figure out what role short-term rental properties will play in Juneau's future, the city and borough of Juneau is creating a task force to tackle if and how they should be regulated. As KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, most Juneau Assembly members favor adding some type of regulations in the capital city.
On Monday, the Juneau Assembly agreed to allow the mayor to begin selecting residents who are interested in joining the task force, which will try to recommend regulations for the Assembly to consider. At the meeting, most Assembly members, like Michelle Hale, said they favor future regulations. Hale says she's concerned about how short-term rentals affect the long-term housing in Juneau.
We have a lot of houses and apartments that have been converted to short-term rentals, and that means people can't live in those that actually live here and work here.
Last fall, the Assembly approved a program that requires people who run short-term rentals to register their businesses with the city. At the time, city leaders said the free program would help ensure operators are paying sales tax and providing data on the growing short-term rental market, data that could eventually shape restrictions on them. 333 properties are registered so far, but city officials believe there are still some operators that are not registered. And that's likely the case. A recent point-in-time study reported nearly 600 active and intermittent short-term rental listings in Juneau. At the meeting, Assemblymember Ella Atkinson said introducing regulations now is a way to get ahead of any future growth in the industry. But she says she doesn't think the city needs to rush to put them in place.
Even if we decide that we're not interested in tamping down on this industry and that the numbers aren't concerning yet, there's no reason to leave an industry unregulated when we can get ahead of it and make sure that it's growing in a way that we want to see it grow.
Assemblymember Alicia Hughes-Scandes disagreed. She said she thinks the city is moving far too slowly.
We're not ahead of this. It's too late if you wanted to get ahead of this. So we can throw that out the window.
Assemblymember Wade Bryson says he's hesitant to regulate short-term rentals. He said that could harm independent travelers who want to come to Juneau.
While not everybody is in favor of short-term rentals, they do serve a purpose in the community, and they do provide economic activity.
City officials say the task force will likely be created in the next month or so and will start meeting soon after. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
And Juneau's emergency warming shelter closed last Tuesday morning, and the city doesn't have a campground for people to move to this year. The shelter housed 63 people at its peak this winter. KTOO's Clarice Larson also has this story.
It's the last night of Juneau's emergency warming shelter. But unlike previous years, the people staying here tonight can't move to the city-run campground in the morning. As his partner lies sleeping on a cot in a warehouse along with about 20 others, Mikey says it's hard for the two of them to keep uprooting their lives every day. They've been staying at the shelter after losing their long-term housing this winter.
I carry close to 50-pound stuff in my backpack. And he's walking in his walker with three hip surgeries.
Earlier Monday night at City Hall, the Juneau Assembly tabled a plan that would have relocated the city-run campground for people experiencing homelessness to a new location further away from downtown. Instead, there isn't going to be a city-run campground at all, at least for now.
We really don't see a lot of good options, any, frankly, for the campground at this point.
That's Deputy City Manager Robert Barr. He says the cost estimate for preparing the new location came in much higher than expected, and a nearby construction project made it unsuitable. But he said there aren't any other locations that are better. The Assembly's decision means there is no plan in place for a city-run campground unless they can find a suitable location. That could happen this summer, but it's still unclear. Assemblymember Alicia Hughes-Scandes says she will be pushing for the city to find a solution that isn't dispersed camping.
I don't think dispersed camping is any kind of solution, so I will be pushing still for us to find something and try to overcome those obstacles.
But many at the shelter will be looking for places to camp. Dave Ringel is the executive director of St. Vincent de Paul's Juneau chapter. He says some shelter patrons have been able to get temporary housing at Juneau's year-round shelters, like the Glory Hall, but others will have to find a public and legal place to sleep in their car or camp for the summer.
We don't have a good campground option, and so, you know, we're going to, you know, quote, camp where you can, which most cities have, and we're going to monitor it.
Ringel says many people are still using the shelter after a cold and stormy winter. Mikey and his partner don't know where they're going to sleep tomorrow. Mikey says he feels abandoned by the city and he doesn't know what people will do.
Take a look at what you're doing to us right now. Where we're going to lay our heads for tomorrow night, we don't know.
Ringel says even if the assembly finds a suitable location for a new campground, it's still just a stopgap. He says what Juneau really needs is more affordable housing.
Long term, I think we were taking some steps that direction, but in the short term, we've got to keep people alive.
With reporting help from Yvonne Crumry, I'm Clarice Larson in Juneau.
And on this week's Tongass Voices, perspectives from the homelands of the Occoquan and beyond. Holly Huber is this year's Miss Alaska volunteer. It's a newer crown within the U.S. pageant system, and it focuses on what contestants do to support their communities. She uses her platform to bring awareness to the mental health crisis in Alaska. Her duties include advocating, representing the pageant brand and the state, and of course, posting pictures of herself as Miss Alaska on social media. And a warning, this interview contains a mention of suicide.
Am I in the frame? Can you see, like, all of me?
You need to sit forward a tiny bit more.
Yeah. Okay. Is the crown in the frame?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah. Sweet. My name is Holly Huber. I am Miss Alaska Volunteer 2024. I've done pageants absolutely my entire life. If you've ever seen Toddlers and Tiaras, that's basically a biopic of me. My mom was the ultimate pageant mom. She had all five of us doing pageants, including my little brothers. They were adorable. But I'd never done a Miss USA or Miss Volunteer America or Miss America pageant before. You know, those circuits are so glamorized and they're so big and well known that they're kind of intimidating. But when I turned 18, I competed for Miss Alaska USA for the first time, and I didn't win, which is, if you look at the video, is no surprise. And then I competed again at 19 and again at 20. And the reason that this system was created was really to focus more on what it means to be in pageantry and to hold a national title rather than what you look like when you hold that title. Every pageant you compete for, you need to have a platform, which is basically something that you stand for. This one, they call it their initiative, and you have to put in work. It's not just, I like to donate to St. Jude's, I like to go pick up trash on the side of the road. You have to have such a developed and dedicated platform that really shows what you're doing in your community and how you specifically are making a change. It's not just, I want to do this, it's, I am doing this. My platform is called No Empty Hearts. It is the platform I've been running with since I was about 16 years old. And what I do is I'm very focused on bringing comprehensive and accessible mental health care to my community here in Juneau and across Alaska. Mental health has been a big issue in my family personally. My mom really struggled with her mental health growing up. You know, it really manifested physically for her. She really always did her best as a mom, and she tried to do everything for her kids. But unfortunately, when I was 15 years old, my mom attempted to take her own life. And I had come home from my shift at McDonald's to the little room that we shared, and she was there, completely unresponsive, with an empty bottle of pills right near her. And I think in that moment, I just realized that it's so much of a disease, and it's really unfortunate that children here don't have the same kind of resources. Adults' resources are abysmal, and it's something I'm fighting so hard to change, and I'm really excited to go to Nashville and fight for national resources for my community. I prepped like crazy, going to the gym. I did a lot of mental health work. I did a lot of journaling, everything that kind of made me feel prepared. And I competed for the title back in October, and I won. So now I am Miss Alaska Volunteer, and I get to go compete for the national title here in June. I mean, everybody still calls them beauty pageants. And, you know, when you're so set in your ways, it's hard to change that, because for a long time, they were beauty pageants. I mean, you look at old-time Miss USA, like back when Donald Trump owned it, it didn't matter how educated you were, how involved you were, it didn't matter what you were. If you weren't a pretty face, you weren't getting on that stage. And what I love about pageantry now is that beauty has completely changed. Beauty is a spectrum, and every girl who gets on that stage is beautiful, because the reasons that she's there is to make a change. So the national competition is in June. It is in Jackson, Tennessee. I've already got to connect with so many of the girls who are competing in this pageant, and I'm so impressed. Women are just so incredible and resilient and intense, and just, we know what it's like to fight And so these girls are really bringing the fight.
That was 2024 Miss Alaska volunteer Holly Huber for this week's Tongass Voices. This is KTOO.